This is KSJD. I am Tom Yoder, and I'm so excited to announce that The Deer, all the way from Austin, Texas, will be coming to the Sunflower Theater on Saturday, February 18th. And on the phone line with me right now is Grace Park. She's the lead vocalist, guitarist, and keyboardist for The Deer. Hey, Grace.
Hello.
Hey, you know, when I first heard about The Deer, I was really expecting kind of a standard folk bluegrass kind of sound. But there's really a lot more going on with your music now that I've had a chance to really dig into it and listen to it. How do you describe the music of The Deer when you try to describe it to people who haven't heard it before?
That's always a really hard question, but we've thought about it a lot. We normally describe ourselves as psychotropic folk or stargaze or transcendental Texas.
I love it. We're in this sort of post-genre world right now, I think, aren't we?
Yeah, one band can be many, many worlds.
Yeah, definitely. So who else is in the band with you? Can you describe who the other band members are, what they play, what they do?
Yeah, we've got an upright bass player who also sings backup. His name is Jesse Dalton. He writes a lot of the songs. He and I write a lot of songs together. We've got our electric guitarist and sound engineer. He produces a lot of our albums. His name is Michael McLeod, and I went to music school with both of them here in Texas. We've got Alan Eckert on drums, who also sings. And we have Noah Jeffries, who plays fiddle, mandolin, and electric guitar as well.
Awesome. That's a interesting sound. You've got some acoustic sort of sound in there, but you've got other things going on too. I understand you started off as a solo sort of singer or songwriter in your own right. Can you talk a little bit about where your roots are in music and how you came to form The Deer with these other guys?
Well, I used to be really shy when it came to performing. It took me until I was about 20 or 21 to really start writing my own songs and singing for people. And I don't know why I waited so long, because I'm really glad I did. I was in a more acoustic folk trio called The Blue Hit before The Deer. And when I started branching out, writing my own music, The Deer kind of came together through that. A couple of my old college friends, my sound engineer friend Michael, helped me record some of these songs that were in my mind. Wasn't really planning on starting a full-fledged band, but the chemistry was there, and my people were there, and it just kind of happened.
And how long ago was that?
Really,
how long has The Deer been together?
Well, Grace Park and The Deer was started back in 2012, but shortly thereafter, it transformed into just The Deer, because we started collaborating and becoming more committed to each other as a big project, and kind of morphed into a collaborative unit that it is now.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. It sounds like, you know, the other guys in the band all are musicians in their own right that probably write their own music, have worked with other bands. How does songwriting work for The Deer? How does that all come together so you produce something that's a really solid sound between you all?
Well, maybe what contributes to our really diverse sound is that our songwriting is kind of all over the place. Sometimes I'll come up with a song individually and bring it to the band. Sometimes Jesse Dalton will do that. Sometimes most of our songs, Jesse and I just have these late night sessions where we'll just roll out a whole bunch of songs at once and make some demos and then give them to the band. Sometimes the boys will play something instrumental. Michael and Alan are really gifted at composition in that way, and we'll take it and add words to it over time. So they come from lots of different perspectives.
And as the lead vocalist, are you mostly responsible for the lyrics of these songs?
It's about half me, half Jesse now. It used to be just me.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of inspiration, where does that come from? Does it come from other musicians or experiences that you have? Where do you find inspiration for your music?
Well, we love nature. We love to go camping a lot when we're on tour. And when we do these overnight camping trips, we will often gather inspiration from the stars and our collective experiences. were mostly inspired by things that are transcendental in nature. Things like what goes on in the subconscious when you're asleep, and kind of the psychic atmosphere around us all the time. To tap into it.
Have you ever been to Cortez in Southwest Colorado before?
I never have, but I have some family in Durango.
Okay. Well, you were just saying...
And they're all going to be there at the show.
Oh,
my
good.
My grandpa's going to be there.
Good. You were just saying that, you know, some of your inspiration comes from the natural world, and I think you're really going to like, and hopefully the landscape that you're going to see here in Southwest Colorado in the Four Corners area is going to inspire some music, because we really love being here, when those of us that live here, because of the natural beauty of this place. And I think, you know, when you spend some time here, I think you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What are you excited about in terms of this tour? I understand you're going to be in New Mexico. You're coming through Colorado. What's exciting you about this tour that you're about to embark on?
Well, we're going to hit up Winter Wondergrass on the 25th and 26th. And we did Camp Out for the Cause earlier last year and kind of got into their circuit through that. And we heard so many good things about Winter Wondergrass. We're playing both in both of their festivals in Lake Tahoe and in Steamboat. So I'm looking forward to that, because I've never been to Steamboat Springs before.
Awesome. That's my hometown. You'll love it there.
Oh, nice.
So what
yeah,
should...
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to those rolling hills, of course.
Yeah, it's beautiful. What should audiences expect, or what should the audience here in Cortez expect? Should we bring our dancing shoes? What should we be ready to be mesmerized? I mean, what should we expect when the deer hit Cortez on the 18th?
Well, I never really know what to expect from the audiences. Some people do just kind of stand there wondering what they just saw. Some people will get down and dance. We have a pretty good dancing following here in Austin. A lot of the songs are really introspective in nature, and so we just invite people to come and get ready for some very introspective lyrics, and to try to think about what we're talking about when we talk about the subconscious.
Well, I've had my headphones on listening to your latest album called Tempest and Rapture quite a bit over the last few days, and I was wondering if you could just talk a little bit about what went into that album. I'm really curious, because it's kind of an opus of an album. There's like 17 songs on it, so there's a lot of music there. What went into that album?
It is pretty huge, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we kind of split that album in half. What we ended up doing was kind of focusing on the two different correlating sides of our genre, per se. One side is a lot more rock and roll, psychedelic rock, a lot more synthesized sounds. The first side is pretty folky in nature, stripped down, pretty acoustic. And we got together with the intent of putting it on vinyl. So a lot of the stuff that we recorded on was really old analog sound equipment, super vintage keyboard sounds from all sorts of different keyboards that we got to play with in the studio. And we ran a lot of it through analog tape. So it's best enjoyed in a stereo environment for sure. And it's our first thing on vinyl that we've done together. So we're pretty pleased with the big sound of it.
Well, it sounds really good. I'm really impressed with the album and really looking forward to you guys being here in Cortez.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Grace. That's Grace Park. She is the lead vocalist, guitarist, and keyboardist for The Deer. They're going to be at the Sunflower Theater on Saturday, February 18th. The show starts at 7:30. You can get tickets and more information at sunflowertheater.org.